shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
We'll make certain that those responsible clean up the mess that they have made.
I am very concerned because I, even though I am American citizen, I was born American citizen.
We're not to be feared.
We're not a gang at all. Like, gangs are posers.
They it did not. If it fired first, it was a paintballs. And there were six ships in this flotilla.
Our returning military veterans, they laid their life down for you and for me and for this great country.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what the bloody hell it's talking about here every night. Truth is our bitch, and on this show, to get to the truth, we got to go through the looking glass. Jay Santos is going to join us this hour to discuss the remake of the movie The A-Team, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Plus, we'll tell you the top 10, top 10 TV and movie characters. That's right. In the last 20 years, we got some cool lists tonight to talk with you about. And the number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget, of course, our website, philhendryshow.com. Join us over there for all the latest. That's where you go. That's your home away from home in the Phil Hendry Show, our website, philhendryshow.com. We're all over the Internet. If we talk a lot about it, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show, twitter.com/Real Phil Hendry, facebook.com/Phil Hendry. We're everywhere. We're everywhere, and we're nowhere. We're just, it's a spiritual thing. All right, let's talk about the film coming out, The A-Team. And Jason, I know, has some information on who the actors are. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to be joining us this hour to talk about The A-Team, the television show, as well as the film that is now going to soon be making the rounds in American theaters. And Jay, why does this movie attract your attention? I suppose the first thing I think of is that The A-Team themselves, fictitious though they were like a Citizens Auxiliary Police?
I don't think so, Phil.
In their own little kind of fictitious way.
I think it was obviously a fantasy of, the original people that made the television show that these Vietnam veterans come back and would take on these jobs to avenge people and to right the wrongs of life. We have a new film which is based upon the television show. Instead of George Peppard, you have Liam Neeson, who's going to play Hamill Smith. You got Bradley Cooper from Movie Hangover, who plays Faceman Peck. You got Quentin Rampage Jackson, who is Mr. T character. That also is a situation we're looking at. Also, Shavita Copley plays Howard Mad Murdoch.
Were you an A-Team fan?
I like the show a lot. A lot of people like A-Team. It was all in the 1980s. It was a very successful television program. What worries me more about a remake of this film is not from an artistic standpoint. I'm not a movie reviewer. I'm not here to say whether the movie should be made or should not be made. That's not why I'm on your program, and it's not why we've released the safety information we have. What worries us about this film, A-Team, are a couple of things. First of all, you do have at least one member of the old cast, Mr. T, who is going to see his character, a character that he created, which was Sergeant Bosco Baracus, the character that he created for the television show. He's going to be seeing this character played by another actor who's going to do maybe some different things with it, or will not do what Mr. T thinks he should do. I don't know what that is going to bring up in that person, this man, Mr. T. I don't know anything about him. I do know that he's reported to have been a violent person.
Wasn't he a wrestler or something?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
That's why I always thought he was like a wrestler. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
You might be thinking about The Rock and Zeus.
Zeus and The Rock. Those guys were wrestlers, but Mr. T, I think he was just sort of a character, you know. By that, I don't mean a character actor. I mean, he was just a character.
Well, I don't know, but I do know that the word is that he had a violent past as a private citizen, and if people were to see what this actor has decided to do with the character of Mr. T, I don't know if it's going to cause in him some upset that would create some sort of a violent reaction. I don't know.
What do you mean by a violent reaction? Are you talking about what?
Well, that's not the number one concern, but what I mean by that is that they, this man, Mr. T, and I don't know what his real name is, if he were to see this film, does not appreciate what the actors have done, and for whatever reason shows up at one of the movie theaters around town or someplace in this country and is allowed contact with the theatergoers, there could be some confrontation. I don't know.
You're saying that Mr. T is going to have a confrontation with theatergoers. Why would he not have a confrontation if he doesn't like how the movie was made? Why wouldn't he have it with the studio or with the actors?
Because at this particular point, I don't know what kind of contact he's able to have with the studios or with the actors. I think that for whatever reason, he may not have the access that he had at one time, at which point he might go, you know, in a different movie theaters and choose, you know, choose off or push somebody around. I don't know.
That seems very unlikely.
The other thing that, Phil, that we are concerned with are the theatergoers themselves who are going to see this film. Now, this is a movie effectively about vigilantes. And by the way, I just found out Mr. Key's real name is Lawrence Turban or Turan.
Lawrence, let me see. Lawrence, T-U-R-E-A-U-D, Turad.
Okay, I'm looking at Lawrence Turan or Turhan Bay. The other thing that worries us is that this film is about a collection of, if you will, quasi-legal vigilante types. These are Vietnam veterans. They are trained in the violent arts. They are heroes. They are sexy. There might be some people who might find them to be role models on some level. They're certainly very attractive characters. We're going to want to go to different theaters where people are going to see this film and just do a very rough questionnaire of people that are standing in line. Most people are going to go see the movie just to have some fun. You do see the odd person who has on that kind of paramilitary gear, who affects a sort of super patriot look that we certainly would want to talk with, and certainly at that time we would then assess.
All right, well, let me ask you a question here. And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, that's something you just said there that's piquing my interest. You're going to be going to different theaters where the A-team is playing, right?
That's right. It's not, we're not going to be in forced our presence, maybe two or three subcommanders talking to people in line. If people go to a movie theater and they see standing talking to people in line, gentlemen wearing the pit helmet and our shorts and our blue armband, they'll know. You see that pit helmet, we like to think that people feel a little more relaxed and they know, you know, that we're on scene.
Yeah, but you're going to be asking people questions about what?
About the film. Why are they going to see the film?
Why are they going to see the A-team? And if they give the right answer?
Well, no. What we're seeing is the following thing. Individuals that are going in to see the movie A-team, who are going to see the movie because they liked it as a TV show, who are going to see the movie because they thought it was all fun, who are going to see the movie because they did not see the TV show and just want to see it because it's all fun. We don't certainly don't have any problem with that at all. The individuals we simply would ask to stay for a few seconds and answer our questionnaire would be people who are wearing what we would call a quasi-military gear. If they're wearing camo pants, if they're wearing these kind of cargo shorts, if they have on the sort of aviator sunglasses or wraparound sunglasses, if they have an American flag, any kind of American flag decal or embroidery, this is a little bit of a red flag.
And all right, well, you know, Jay, you're talking about people that are going in to see the A-team, and if they have an American flag, are you talking about a tattoo?
I didn't say tattoo, but certainly that would be something we'd look for. It should mostly sew on patch or decal.
All right. You're saying what? Why would you talk to them?
Those people are most at risk.
For doing what?
Well, we feel that they are most at risk for seeing whatever they see on a screen, see the A-team, and would be prone to act out once they leave the theater in a manner what they saw on a screen. Whether that means that they want to form their own kind of vigilante unit, whether it means that they would, if the A-Team existed, they'd want to go and be on an A-Team. We don't know, but we see them as likely suspect to act out.
All right, so you're there's a quite a bit of a stereotype. There's a stereotype here. You know, we talk about profiling people, you know.
No, this is not racial profiling at all.
All right, but you're saying anybody that's wearing paramilitary gear, I don't know what that means, camouflage pants.
Camouflage pants, cargo shorts, wraparound sunglasses, aviator sunglasses, American flag embroidery, American flag patch, American flag decals. They wear those little flag pins.
So people that look like they're patriotic.
Not so much patriotic as built, you know, prone to be a military and want to go and, you know, be all... I'm on the A-Team and be all badass and all that. Excuse my language.
All right, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us here. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the A-Team movie, which is coming out. Liam Neeson will be the... who's the guy? Hannibal Smith, I think. Hannibal Smith was the George Peppard character. Citizens Auxiliary Police will be asking people, if you're standing in line to see the A-Team and you're wearing anything that looks military or, quote, super patriot, if you're wearing an American flag patch, any kind of cargo pants, wraparound shades, aviator shades, they're going to detain you and ask you questions about your intentions seeing this movie. 877-876-PHIL. I doubt seriously whether anybody who has an American flag patch wants to be in the A-Team. Do you feel that this is going to put a crimp in your night if the Citizens Auxiliary Police stops and asks you questions as to why it is you're seeing this movie? Shouldn't we just go ahead and see it? This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
We're off the air right now.
Okay.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Where they were?
That's right, Dwight Bennett. We don't think he's violent at all.
All right, we're back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about the movie A-Team. And did you not go to, and your Citizens Auxiliary Police, people need to understand, you're a volunteer. I know you don't like me saying this, but I have to be clear, you are not an official police agency.
Bill, as I've said many times in your program, any one of us could have been police officers, but we did not want to deal with the politics involved. We're about saving lives. All right, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, in many ways, we feel is a cut above.
But you guys are talking about standing in line with people going in to see the A-Team, and if they are there for all the right reasons, which is because they love the show or they want to see the movie or they just want to have a good time, but if they look like they're some sort of militaristic?
Let me put it this way, Phil. We did have, as you mentioned, there was a special screening that was in Northridge last week, and we went and we... We basically took the playbook up there and talked to a lot of people who were in a special screening.
Now, this special screening was what? So the producers could see the audience reaction?
That's correct, right.
Okay.
And we went down the line, and we found some people who were there. They had on these jackets, you know, kind of a jean jacket, say maybe Harley Davidson on back or something like that. Now, the Harley Davidson per se is not necessarily a red flag, but... people that wear it on a jacket makes it look like they might want to be a Hell's Angel or some silly thing like this. So we simply said to them, I want to hold you back for a minute, just to ask you some questions. You don't have any need to go out and prove yourself. And some people would say, I don't want to answer the questions. And
What do you say to people that are not going to answer questions?
Well, there's a lot you can do, Phil, by just gently taking someone's arm and just leading them away from the line, was what we did. And
somebody gently taking your arm and leading you away from the line, you're going to have some people who are pulling against you.
We did not have that. We had it with one lady, at which point you have to sort of restrain her, and you don't want to do it in a way that's going to scare her. So you embrace, you know, you hug her and you say, I really think you're, you know, a wonderful person, just so she doesn't feel threatened. And
but your purpose in hugging her is to keep her from walking away.
Well, that is to keep her there. That's correct. And once we are determined that she doesn't think she's some kind of vigilante, she's free to go. But if she expresses some opinion that, you know, she'd really like to do that, if she had the gut, you know, maybe the guts or whatever, then we will suggest another film, Sex and the City 2, Prince of Persia, or something like that. And
what if they don't want to go see those movies?
Well, they don't want to go see those. Well, they have to choose one of the movies. We cannot have them just leave because then that affects box office. So we tell them you have to choose one of the three that are this weekend or the weekend we were there was Prince of Persia and Sex and the City 2.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the A-Team movie. Here is George in San Antonio. George, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Buck? Hey, I'm just curious about his intentions, because in a way he's acting like a vigilante by taking the law in his own hands, because he has no right to pull people aside for wearing what they would like. If you think about it, I'm currently in the United States Army, and I've had 2 deployments. I wear a United States flag almost everywhere I go. If I'm going to see a movie, I want to see a movie. That's it. I don't want to be questioned about why I'm wearing an American flag because I help fight for it.
What about that, Jay, a man in the Army?
Well, if this gentleman, if we question someone and say, I'm in the United States military, that's why I wear the flag, I would say to them, you understand this movie is about some Vietnam veterans who go around and blow people up, this and that, and they'll say, yeah. I would say to them that it's probably not the best movie for you to see. At which time I would suggest, you know, Prince of Persia or whatever's playing there.
Well, wait a minute. This guy is a U.S. Army. He's a member of the Army, and he wants to go see it.
Right, but the movie is about some guys that were in the Army, and then they got out of the Army. And is it George? Is that the gentleman's name?
That's his name, yeah.
George, are you familiar with the A-Team movie?
Yes, sir. I saw the series when I was younger.
All right. And you know it's about the Vietnam and all this, right?
Yes, sir. But at the same time, I've
You don't want to come back from Iraq. Are you saying you want to come back from Iraq and do something like that? Or what are you saying?
Wait a minute. Let the gentleman go ahead, George.
At the same time, I've also seen combat firsthand. A lot of people have it. But you can't discriminate just because of what they wear. And then by you pulling them aside and acting like you are law enforcement, you're acting like a vigilante yourself because you're taking the law into your own hands. By trying to detain someone, to question them, you have no right.
Well, no, all I'm doing is I'm saying, I just want to ask you, and if they want to leave, I'll hug them. You know, it's not like I'm saying to them, no, you can't leave. I hug them and tell them that everything's going to be okay. All right?
Yeah, but you're detaining them with that hug.
But they don't feel as if they're detained. And the other question I have, I don't think George answered it. When you come back from Iraq for the final time, George, you don't want to go out and do one of these A-team deals, do you?
If my country requires it, then yes, I would. If I'm asked to, by somebody legitimate, to carry on a mission, then yes, I will complete it. If it's for the greater cause, then yes. I'll put myself back in danger to protect the United States. That's what my job is.
Wait a second. Well, these guys are driving around in a van, and they're wearing, you know, shorts.
Well, look it. What you're talking about, the A-Team, a quasi-legal group, I'm sure that's not what George is talking about.
Well, he's not really saying. That's the thing that scares me.
I'm sure if asked George, if you had any doubt as to the legality of this mission, would you go on it?
Negative.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, but he said maybe.
No, he said negative.
No, he said maybe.
Said negative.
As in no.
All right, George, look, yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your service. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
By any chance, did he stand outside of Iron Man, which Iron Man acts as like a vigilante as well, and have to tell comic book characters or comic book fans that they can't watch Iron Man because they look like they're going to put on a robot suit and kill people?
Well, no, because Iron Man is strictly fantasy. It's a fantasy deal that little kids like to fantasize. That to me and to Citizens Auxiliary Police, we look at that and we'll say, well, that's strictly fantasy. But A-Team... it's a real group of guys come back from Vietnam and think everything is bad and help out people. There's nothing wrong with that, but it is quasi-legal. I'd be afraid certainly an Iraq veteran go out and get some of his Iraq veteran buddies and go around and, you know, act like jackasses.
What do you mean act like jackass? All right, look, thank you, George, for your call and your service to our country there in Iraq. I appreciate that very much.
Are you allowed? Can I just question something?
Go ahead.
Are you allowed to say service to our country if you do have people listening to the program or against Iraq, right?
There's nothing about being allowed or not allowed. I say it because I like to say it. I say it because I mean it. What are you asking?
Yeah, what about people who don't agree with the war?
That's tough for them. They're just going to have to sit and suck on it, I guess.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, you talk tough and tell everybody to sit and suck on it, but I ask a guy why he wants to go see A-Team, and you're asking me about how legal it is?
Look, we'll get back here in just a moment, Jay. We'll talk more with Jay Santos and him. Stopping people as they're going in to see A-Team. Or is their purpose to be a vigilante? 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
That's all I'm talking about.
And our website is philhendryshow.com, and you can also make comments on the show as we do the show every night at philhendry@twitter.com/philhendryshow. That's twitter.com/philhendryshow. And my own personal Twitter account is twitter.com/realphilhendry. Jay Santos joining us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, Jay, I'm looking at the present lineup here. The present cast is Bradley Cooper, Liam Neeson. Now, the old cast of the A-Team, I believe, was, I don't know if you have the list there.
Yeah, it was Dwight Schultz, who is Howlin' Mad Dog Murdoch, George Papar, we also mentioned. Dirk Benedict played Faceman Peck. And Mr. T was Sergeant Bosco Brackus. And the other actor they have is also a wrestler, I think, is the thing you got confused about. But I'm concerned, obviously, Phil, that the new movie, with these characters now not going from Vietnam, but they're Iraqi veterans.
Right. So they've updated it. They're no longer Vietnam veterans. They're Iraq veterans.
They're Iraq veterans. That plays right to the wheelhouse of the Iraq veteran who is, you know, wants to, I don't know how you want to say it, wants to be a big shot when they come back. Or, what's worse, are people who didn't, like the young men who did not go to Iraq, because they were maybe afraid to or however, and now they have a chance to be like a bad, you know, excuse my language, a badass, so they want to form a group.
Yeah, but what you're doing is you're stopping people and asking people, now, why do you want to go see this movie? And you're only stopping people to ask them those questions if they have American flag insignias, if they're wearing Harley jackets, if they have wraparound shades. How is that not profiling?
Because we're not stopping them on account of their Mexicans or black. That is profiling.
You're talking about racial or ethnic.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Not just whether they are Mexican, quote-unquote, or black. It's if they are non-white, shall we say.
That is correct, yes, sir. We're not doing that. We're stopping. Most of the people we're stopping are whites, because most of the people that were in the A-Team were whites. They had one black, and they had one, like a Jew, I think, was Faceman Peck.
Well, how do you know that? How do you know they had a Jew? I don't understand that. They had, yeah, you're right. There was one black character.
Well, the name, I assume it's the Jew.
877, that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And they were already in Northridge at a special screening where they did stop and talk to at least one woman, you say. You took her out of the line. When she wanted to return to the line, you hugged her?
That is the technique that we will use at first. It's what we call a first LOD, and that is a first LOD, you know, the hug. It's what we simply just call a bear hug.
What is an LOD?
What is line of defense?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to George in Las Vegas, listening on K-Don. George, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to meet this guy. I'm a Vietnam vet. I suffer from PTSD. I won't even fly anymore because I don't want to be searched. And if this guy came up to me in a line and put his hands on me, somebody better be dialing 911. And if he put his hand on a female,
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you.
How do I know? You don't put your hands on me. I'm telling you. You don't put your hands on me.
I'm not putting my hands on you. All I'm doing is, I'm just asking you a question.
That's assault. Where's your authority?
You know what's funny? It sounds like you're saying past assault.
All you got to do is touch me, and that's assault. You know? Who are you to censor what I see?
You said you're shell-shocked, right? You get flashbacks or whatever you have? Is that what you said, sir?
He said that he suffers from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
that same thing.
As what?
Yeah, well, where's your psychiatry degree? Where's your psychiatry degree to tell me that that's not good?
Do you have flashbacks? Do you, like, see bombs and stuff coming at you?
What difference is it, Jay? Answer the man's question. He's asking a very good question. Where is your authority to put your hands on the guy?
Look, Phil, we're not talking about anything more than saying, I'd like to ask you a question. Could you just get out of line here?
And if your guy gets out of line and he's been waiting in line for an hour and he loses his space in line because you're asking him...
An hour?
If there's a lot of crowds waiting to see this movie...
At 18? You gotta be high.
Well, if you think there's such a... Jay, you know as well as I do in this town, at least in Los Angeles, a movie comes out, there's a big line, okay? If a guy's waiting in line for a movie, or he had his wife go get the tickets early, or whatever, and now you pull him out of line... So you can ask him questions.
Yeah, like I said, Phil, we don't want anybody not to enjoy their evening. In the case of when we were in Northridge, Sex and the City 2, Prince of Persia.
John, ain't going to go out and rape somebody after watching Sex and the City?
Well, in your case, sir, you joke, but you say that you have had flashbacks.
No, I didn't say that. Jay. You said it.
Well,
I didn't say that I had flashbacks.
You said you're suffering from all kind of... stuff.
He said PTSD.
No, I didn't. I said I got PTSD. Well, and when I walk around, I'm usually wearing colors identifying myself as a Vietnam veteran. And if you're smart, I think you better stay away from anybody wearing it. What did you do during the war?
What did you do during the war? Which war was that?
Did you go and fight for the Constitution? Did you go for the right to fight to be free?
I was not born yet, sir, during the Vietnam War.
Well, what are you doing now?
I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, trying to keep people safe, and that's why I'd like to see if you're dressed up in the Vietnam colors, and you also are a little, you know, got flashbacks or whatever you say, that's a red flag.
He didn't say he had red... He didn't say he had flashbacks.
What do you mean you're dressed up in the Vietnam colors? What colors are those?
Because I belong to Vietnam Veterans of America.
Which color is that?
Which is a veterans group.
Right, I understand
that.
Like
belong to the VFW. How about the American Legion? You going to pull them out of line?
Are you telling me you're walking around in a VFW suit?
No, a VVA.
What color is that?
Why don't you look on the internet? Vietnam Veterans of America.
So you're walking around all the time wearing a VVA suit.
Do you wear goggles
with that?
It's a jacket.
It's a VVA costume of some kind.
Not a costume. It's a hat and a shirt.
Well, what's the gentleman laughing about?
What do you wear to identify yourself as some kind of police auxiliary?
We wear a blue armband, sir, and we have a
blue armband. Oh, gee, does
sir.
A swastika on it? I remember people with armbands.
You know, sir, you are wrapped tight. Why would I want you to go see A-Team? How tightly wrapped you
sound like you're getting upset.
I'm getting upset with the fact that you want to go see A-Team as tightly wrapped as you are.
No, I'm only tightly wrapped when there's people like you around. How dare you try to censor me? How dare you
simply say?
And how dare you touch women? I have a sexual harassment suit on you. You wouldn't have anything. You'd be living under a bridge.
Living under a bridge. That's where most Vietnam veterans live in. I'll have you. A lot of Vietnam veterans live on that bridge.
Well, isn't that nice? That's probably thanks to guys like you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're having flashbacks.
Well, look at Jay. Let's keep it off of that, okay? Now, the fact of the matter is, this gentleman...
Let me tell you something. If, for whatever reason, you want to go and see A-Team after you're, like, seeing goblins, whatever, I don't know what it is you're seeing.
He didn't say he's seeing goblins, and he didn't say that he's having flashbacks. He said that he has post-traumatic stress syndrome, which is a normal thing for people who have been through particularly traumatic events. People in civilian life have it, okay?
Well, Phil, you're gussying it up, and I just simply said to the gentleman, if you want to come into the movie wearing your VVA and your V, you know, the V whatever, and you're going to scare people into thinking you want to run out and form an A-team. Okay,
I'm going to scare people? Right. You're the person scaring people. People feel safe with people like me around.
No, sir. Why would they feel safe with a guy who suffers from PTSD walking around
How
with
do
a,
they know I got
a costume on? Because you
that
just told
because
me
they,
that's
because
it'll
they
get around.
Know that I put my ass on the line to try and protect them.
And how do they
that's
know
why.
That you're not going to come out? And how do they know you're not going to come out of that theater and get a van and form up some A team full of guys?
Did you ever watch a TV program? For all the shooting and blowing up, nobody ever got hurt. Nobody ever got shot.
What?
Nobody ever got killed.
Yeah, well, that's a joke.
It's not a real story. It's a fantasy story, just like your Iron Man.
People are going to go and say, I can blow everything up, and I can walk through, come out of it smelling like a rose. And they know it isn't going to happen.
Look, Jay, you are confusing people more than you are actually answering questions.
Why don't you stand outside the library and check what kind of books I check out? That's what you're doing. You're censoring.
I'm going to be in the movie theater. If I see you, I'll simply say, hey, how you doing, sir? I notice you're wearing a Vietnam hat. Why do you want to go see this movie? What's wrong with me asking you why do you want to go see the movie?
It's none of your business.
I'd have to take you out of line at that point.
Oh yeah? You try it.
That's correct, yes.
Come on.
I would simply say, sir, would you follow me over to this table? We've got an umbrella set up.
What's your authority to put your hands on me? How do you know I'm not out?
If you refuse to answer my... Oh, if your arm going into a movie theater and see A-Team? Oh, boy. You're going
to
go see A-Team and you got a gun on you? Wow.
Well, why not?
All right.
I mean, somebody might assault me while I'm in line. And if the government
says... That's exactly
why you don't think a guy like you...
That's a really good point that this man's saying, Jay. You know the reality of the world we live in. Why shouldn't he have a gun if it's legal? You look at all the people that are getting these jackasses that go out into public and shoot people up.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to tell me? You trying to say this guy?
I've been licensed in California.
The goblins coming at him?
I've been licensed in California.
He didn't say goblins.
Carry a gun. What's the problem?
What problem? You're going to go see A-Team after you said that you're like seeing gremlins on the wing of a plane.
All right, he never said that, okay? Anyway, look, I got to go. Thank you very much, George. George, thanks so much for your call. Thanks a lot for your service to our country. 877-876-PHIL. You know, the problem we're having here, Jay, is a communication problem.
Well, there you go, that's service to our country. There's a man, of course I'm proud of what that man done. And
you're proud, huh? He went to Vietnam. Post-traumatic stress syndrome is a very real thing. Post-traumatic stress syndrome is a very real thing. It's suffered by all kinds of people, including our veterans. And if that man wants to go see the A-Team wearing his Vietnam Veterans of America hat, that's what he's going to do.
Right. And all I want to do is take him by the arm, pull him out of line.
Oh, yeah. Pull him out of line. A cat like that? Didn't you hear him?
I did, and I do have questions. I have questions about his reliability, about accountability, a lot of things.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. More of your calls for Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the film A-Team. Should we let certain people in to see it? Jay says no. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk about the new film, A-Team, which is coming soon. I'm not exactly sure when it's opening, but it's certainly going to be one of the big summer blockbusters, Jay. June 11th is the opening, so we're 10 days now away from the opening. You've expressed concern that there are certain individuals that should not see the film.
Well, I think it's very clear, Phil, from the last call, that gentleman who was in Vietnam, that he's very nervous. He wants to go see it, And if I tell him, no, you can't, he's going to get all, psycho.
No, he didn't say that. I think he really, I think you're doing a disservice to that man. He never said he was psycho.
He said that he saw goblins.
He never said he saw goblins. He said he had post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Well, is that not seeing some sort of a flashback?
No, sir, I don't think it is. It manifests differently in a lot of people. That man sounded fine.
He sounded very nervous about me just asking questions about why he's wearing a costume.
And he also said he doesn't wear a costume. So this is a misinterpretation on your part. He said he goes out wearing the Vietnam Veteran of America colors. He said that he suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome because of his service in Vietnam, and he said you didn't have a right to put your hands on him. Now, where do you think you get that right?
You have a right to do what?
To put your hands on someone.
I'm not putting my hands on anyone, Phil.
You said that woman, you hugged her.
That is not the same thing as putting your hand. I hugged her. And
the hug was to keep her where she was.
But if she doesn't know that the hug is to restrain her, if she thinks I'm attracted to her or something, which I wasn't, which I would never, not a million, I mean, she saw her, but if she thought I was, that's not what we're talking about legally.
I don't even know what it is you're talking about anymore. All I'm saying is that man did not sound like any risk to see this film. 877-876-PHIL. Christina in Clarksville, Tennessee. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, Phil. It's a pleasure to speak with
you. Yes, hi. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I have, a two-part question, and then I'll get off the phone and listen. Number one, what legal right does this man have to touch people who supposedly will be dangerous after watching this per se movie? And number two, what legal right does he have to stop them if they are wearing any type of United States flag or anything patriotic? I myself wear a United States flag jacket all the time because my father served for our country for about 32 years, and I think it does a great justice and service because I love my country and I want everyone to know it. And I just think that...
Of course you do, man. We all love our country, but if you love your country, I love the country, but there's some people who say they love the country and then they go see A-Team and they want to, act like a fool and blow stuff up or whatever.
That's irrelevant.
That's where I come in.
The only right...
I mean, that's where you come in.
Freedom. The only right that you have is freedom of speech. You can walk up to people and ask them if they were... or why they're watching this movie. Yes, you do have that right. You never
well,
have
actually,
the right.
There is a law called incidental contact. The incidental contact provision of law says that if I shake your hand or if I touch you on the shoulder to stop you to give you a leaflet, or if I touch you on the shoulder to stop you from stepping into traffic, this is all considered to be within the law. Now, in the case of a man who, like in your case, or this Vietnam veteran who was traumatized, if I see all these big flags, big loud, I want to be on the 18. That's what it looks like to me, see? So I have to...
Wait. Hold on for a minute. If she's wearing an American flag jacket and that says to you, I want to be on the A-Team...
That's what I call a indicator. I'm not saying that's what she really wants, but I gotta check that out. I gotta check it out.
Check out what? That's my fashion statement?
And yes, but you also express spirit. And we're never gonna tell a woman to spread. We'll tell a man to spread.
What do you mean spread?
Just to pat them down.
So you would tell that Vietnam veteran to spread, as you call it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. But her jacket, I would simply ask, why are you going to see this movie? Now, certainly that is free speech, as the young lady pointed out. So why would you be going to see that movie?
I would be going for entertainment purposes, but I wouldn't answer your question for the simple fact that it is none of your business why I'm going to see the movie. You are invading personal space, which is my personal right as an American citizen.
That, to me, is suspicious, though.
What is suspicious?
That she won't even answer the question why you won't see the movie.
But she made a very good point that she doesn't have to answer your question. You're not a duly authorized officer of the law.
We are a citizen's auxiliary police with the constitutional right of citizen's arrest and incidental, to grab somebody incidental.
But it still doesn't give you the right to say to someone, you can ask them, you can ask her anything, but you cannot stand there expecting a response.
Well, that's not, okay, then that's when I've got to go to level two and ask the lady to step out of the line.
And then what would you do?
And I would not step out of the line because that's not your right.
What if
obviously,
you
need to read the law of the United States of America. You have no right to touch anyone. You have no right to hug them. Because if you do, that is assault. You're touching someone, you're invading someone's personal
space. Hugging someone is not assault.
What? Yeah, you're invading their...
If they don't want you to hug them, it is.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
If I do not want you to hug me, you are not allowed
to. Oh, my God. You think that's bad? If I hugged you and even patted you on the butt or something like that, you think that's bad?
If you were to touch me and I did not want you to touch me, then
patted her on the butt.
My personal space.
There's nothing more loving than a hug and pat someone on the rear end.
That's if you don't know them?
Oh, my God.
Dude, you're in trouble.
That is the most...
What?
That, oh, my God.
Ma'am,
that is ridiculous.
There is nothing
you
more...
You need to be put in jail for saying such things. That is ridiculous. You don't say that to a woman. Have I...
No, ma'am, I'm saying... No, you misunderstood me. You're telling
no,
me...
No, I didn't misunderstand
if I hug you.
You
hug, if I hug you and I squeeze... If I hug you and squeeze your rear end, you think that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
You both of you people... Both of you people are mental.
What are you talking about, Jay? A strange woman? Anyway, thanks very much, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, all kinds of goodies, man. I think we've even got a visit from Doug Danger again. Believe it or not, life imitates Phil.
Phil Hendry.